Okay, today's daf is Kulin daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. We just started to discuss the machlokas of domina of uki ba'asra. So again, we quoted a Mishnah. The whole daf yesterday was all about liquids of different items, whether they are kiyotze behem, what status they have exactly. But then the Gemara quoted a Mishnah of tvash tamarim v'yein tapuchim v'chometz sitvanios, that a variety of different liquids that come out of fruits, and sharmine perush al truma, Rabbi Lazar mechayev karen v'chomesh, Rabbi Shua poter, that Rabbi Lazar says you chayev karen v'chomesh, and Rabbi Shua says that you're poter. What does it mean, chayev karen v'chomesh? The truma of a person who is a non-kohen eats truma b'shogeg, not only does he have to pay back karen, the value of what he ate, but he has to add an additional chomesh as well. So he's chayev karen v'chomesh, it's as if he ate perus of truma, according to Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shua says that you are pater from Karen V'chomesh. So the question is, what are they arguing about? Since we learned Truma from Bikurim that the Mashke Mayotzi Mehen is Kamosan, that the Mashke Hayotzi Mehen Truma, the liquids that come out of Truma, are like the Truma, we derive that from Bikurim. So you would expect that it would follow similar patterns to Bikurim. But the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua is in exactly what way, how much of a limud of Truma from Bikurim follows patterns of Bikurim, and how much of a limud of Truma from Bikurim follows patterns of Truma, follows normal rules of Truma. So that's the subject of the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Bidon mino v'uki ba'asra kamifligi. They're arguing whether we say don mino mino or don mino v'uki ba'asra. When you learn Truma from Bikurim, do we learn it from Bikurim and leave it to follow the rules of Bikurim, or do we learn it from Bikurim and Uki Ba'asra and establish it in the halachos of Truma and allow it to follow the rules of Truma, allow that which we learned, the liquids that come out of Truma, to follow normal Truma rules? How so? The Rav Lazar Savar Domino Mina. Rav Lazar says we learn it from Bikurim and we leave it to follow Bikurim rules in the following way. Ma Bikurim Mashkenayotzim and Kamosan Af Truma Nami Mashkenayotzim and Kamosan. The limud is that just like by Bikurim, the liquid that emerges from Bikurim is like the Bikurim themselves, so too by Truma, the liquid that emerges from the Truma is like the Truma itself. Umina, but then we allow that to continue along the lines of the halachas of Bikurim. Ma Bikurim afilu sharminin, af trumanami afilu sharminin. That just like by Bikurim, we apply this to sharminim as well, so too by Truma will apply to sharminim as well, to even other types of fruits. If you look at Rashi, bedon mino mino, bekol gzeros shavos, ubinyan av shebetorah, shanu lemedim, davar mechavero, idainin le vigamrin le lekol mila. That this machlokas is not a localized machlokas in the limud of Truma from Bikurim. This is a machlokas in general. Whenever you learn one thing from something else, whether it be Gzeirah Shava, whether it be a Binyan Av, as long as it's one being learned from one halacha being learned from one other halacha, general machlokas. Do we apply the rules of the Melamed or the rules of the Lamad? The halacha is Bikurim is brought from Shivas Haminin. It's brought from all seven fruits that are Tzolz Mishtabich Ben. So Bikurim is much more expansive than Truma, as opposed to Truma, which is much more limited. So the question is, the idea that the liquid is Kiyotzi Ben, does that apply to Dvash Tamarim, Yein Tapuchim, Chomet Tzitva? Does that apply to these to sharminim? If you look at Rashi, af trumanami shefrisha beperos kigon tamarim v'tapuchim. Kivan de truma noheges bepri, since truma, we do observe laws of truma by a pri, afogav de ena noheges bemashkin shalen ele betirush v'yitzar belvad. On a daraisa level, the only liquids that would be that would require truma are tirush v'yitzar, are wine and oil. Hanach mashkin kivan de miperus truma asu harein kitruma. But we learn from Bikurim that any liquids of truma fruits have the status of truma. V'hai don mina umina, here's a key line of Rashi, says Rashi, v'hai don mina umina, lav, v'hai don mina umina, lav dafka ka'amar. This don mina umina is not really to be taken literally in the classical sense. datmarim v'tapuchim gufayu ain't trumasan min haTorah. Meaning, you can't say don mino about dvash tamarim of truma, because even the tamar itself, even the original fruit itself, the original date itself, is not chayv in truma mida oraisa. On a daoraisa level, all of these fruits are pater min haTorah. Elam midivrei sofrim v'achiyu dekamrinan. This is what we're really saying. Kivan debimidi daoraisa islan don mino. Since when it comes to those things that are chayv mida oraisa, we would say those limudim that are legitimate limudim daoraisa, we would say don mino mina via vay trumas tamarim daoraisa have a gamri lami bikurim. And had trumas tamarim been daoraisa, it would have been learned out from bikurim lamashkene yotzin mehen kamosan that the liquids that come out of the tamarim are like the fruit itself. That would have been the limud. It's not really the limud because the whole thing is really only a din derabanan. But since that would have been the limud, the way the rabbanan make the din should be patterned after the way the Torah would have made the din. So achinami rabbanan b'ditu kendaraisa tikkun. That's all part of called the tikkun rabbanan kendaraisa tikkun. That when the rabbanan make their dinim, it's patterned after dinim daraisa. Doesn't only mean that it's patterned after existing dinim daraisa. It means that the way the halachos work out is patterned after the way dinim daraisa would work out had those dinim that we're making been a dinim daoraisa. So that's the application of don mino mino over here. That of course dvash tamarim anyway is only chayiv mita rabbanan, but still we say don mino mina to say that the liquid that comes out of it should follow the bikurim rules, and therefore the mashka should be kiyotzi behen by tamarim. For Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua says no, don mina ma bikur mashka yotzi behen kumosan after mashka yotzi behen kumosan. We learn truma from bikurim that the mashka is kiyotzi behen, but v'uki ba'asra ma mashka dekachim betruma tirosh v'yitzar in midiachrina lo af mashkin ayotzin mehen kamosan tirosh v'yitzar in midiachrina lo, that we limit that limud of mashka ayotzin mehen to only that which is truma mita oraisa, namely trumas dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Those are the only things that are chayiv mita oraisa, dagan tirosh v'yitzar, grains and tirosh v'yitzar and grapes and olives. So if you look at Rashi, tirosh Rabbi Shua Savar inami uda oraisa lov and mashkin ayotzin mehen kamosan. Even if it were da oraisa, we wouldn't say the mashka yotzimen is kamosan by dvash tamarim, because don mino mina v'uki don mina according to Rabbi Shua v'uki ba'asra don mina the mashi tzrich lilmorei mena dainu shiur mashka mena kamosa. The don mina is only for what we actually need to learn, which is that the mashka is kamosa. V'sulo tidon mina ella hamadosu b'mkama. But then we don't follow any more bikurim rules. Then we leave it as a truma rule. So tirush v'yitzar says Rashi k'siviba v'lo shar mashkin. The only things that are chayiv in truma midaraisa are the only liquids that are chayiv in truma midaraisa are tirush v'yitzar and no other mashkin. V'hanash mashkin denagu ba truma hu di alfilim bikurim dimkar leim shem truma kodim shadarchan nesarin mashka yotze mehen. Avol shar mashkin delo k'siva b'hu truma afilu hi k'siva b'peris atzman lo. But other mashkin that don't have a din of truma attached to them, they if they come out of fruits, even though they're coming out of truma fruits, would not have a status of truma. That is very limited, the limud of truma from bikurim. What Rashi is addressing over here is, wait a second, if wine and grapes already has a wine and oil already has a din of truma, so what exactly are we learning from bikurim? If that's already part of the derech achil of the wine and the oil of the olives and the grapes, so what are we learning from bikurim? So Rashi is saying is that even if you weren't korei shem truma on wine or oil, you were korei shem truma on grapes and on olives, on the original fruit, the subsequent liquid that comes out of it will have the status of the truma fruit. Meaning the fact that we're knowing truma on wine and oil means that if you have a bunch of barrels of wine, you have to be mafresh truma from the wine. If you have oil, you weren't mafresh from the grapes. You weren't mafresh from the olives. You're mafresh from the oil and from the wine. The chiddush that we're learning from Bikurim is, let's say you're mafresh from the actual fruit. You take truma from the actual fruit. Now that truma fruit that then has liquid come out of it, that liquid will have the same status as the fruit. Now, The whole assumption of Rashi is that since the application is only to cases of Truma Midrabanan, this whole machlokas applies only to cases of Truma Midrabanan, we're not speaking in real terms when we say Don Mina Omina and Don Mina Vukibasra. It's all on Drabanan level, it's all Kendo Raisa. If you look at Tosos writes in Dibra Maskal Don Mina Omina, Pirish Makuntras the Lav Dafka, Umiyu Efshi the Havi Dafka, Mishum Dagon Shem Chahu. He says, you know, there is one type of item where the product of it would be da'oraisa, would be a din da'oraisa, that because it's not only tirosh v'yitzah that's chayv in trumi da'oraisa, it's also dagan. Dagan is grain, is chayv in da'oraisa. So if you were to somehow liquefy grain, the trumah is dagan da'oraisa. Reb Lazar mechayv dagan mid'oraisa, v'shar mina midrabanan, v'reb Shur poter b'dagan shim cho, the domin of uki basra. So that would be subject to machlokes Reb Lazar b'shur. Reb Shur would say that dagan shim cho, that if it's liquefied, it would be potter, and Reb Lazar would say it would be chayiv. So that could be one application that would be in real terms and not just in lav dafka in called the tikkun rabban kendal raisa tikkun kinds of terms. Says the Gemara Vayter. So again, Rabbi Shua suffered domino mabikur mashkei yosem kamosav of truma mashkei yosem kamosav gubasra ma mashkei the kachem truma. We just did that. So vahadetnan says the Gemara vahadetnan ein mavin bikurim mashka ela yotzim and azesim and anavim, that you don't bring bikurim from liquids except for the products of olives and grapes. So money, who is the author of that statement? Rabbi Shuhi, da'amar dominav uki basrei v'gamar luhu lebikurim mitruma, that he holds dominav uki basra, and then we can go back and learn bikurim from truma. V'had etnan, and that which we learn in the Mishnah, ein sof knes harboim mishum orla ela al hayotzi min azesim u'min anavim, that you don't get malchus for orla except for if you don't get malchus for liquids, for juices of orla except for the juices of olives and grapes. So money, Rabbi Shui, that's also Rabbi Yeshua. Darmer domni navu uki ba'asra v'gamer luhu libikurim mitruma, that by truma we learn out bikurim from truma. So it's all because of Rabbi Yeshua that domni navu uki ba'asra. So orla is then learned out from bikurim as a gzera shava, right? We made that, we pointed out that gzera shava yesterday, that bikurim serves as that bikurim and truma are linked, but bikurim and orla are also linked. So if you have domni navu uki ba'asra, we could then take the limud of truma, apply it to bikurim, then take the limud from bikurim and apply it to arla as well. That's what the Gemara says. That's we go back and learn it from bikurim to arla with the gzera shava of pri. Fine. That was the end of yesterday's sugya. Vaha'alal. Then now we're going weiter in the Mishnah. In the very first Mishnah, the Arvarotav gave a whole list of items that are mitzarif to be mitami tumas olchlin, but not tumas nevelos. So some of the items on the list we were able to easily translate. Or Rotav Kippa, then the fourth item on the list is Alal. So what is Alal? My Alal. What does Alal mean? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martaka. It is, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Gida Shidra Vatsavar. It's some type of sinew or vein by the spine and the neck. Vuhu Rachav Vilavan. It is wide, it is white. Vikashima Od. And it is very hard. Vikarnos Yibul. Some type of tendon or vein that is by the neck that is not really edible. It's extremely hard. Fine. So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that's what Alal is. Rish Lakish Amar Basar Shapalatito Sakin. Rish Lakish says no. It's a type. It's meat, but it's meat that when you're skinning the animal, sometimes the knife will rip off some of the basar as well. Some basar will sneak under the knife when you're trying to peel off the skin, and that's that basar is the Alal. That basar that comes off with the knife is the comes off with the skin when you're skinning the animal is the Alal. Now, in terms of Martaka, how Rashi translated it as this vein, so if you look at Tosos, Martaka, Pirush Rach, Basar, Mace, that it's dead flesh. V'chein Yil Rabbeinu Tam. He says, I think Rashi's wrong based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara says, Pigel ba'alal nispaglo mura. Pigel b'mura lo nispagla alal. Meaning, the same animal that has a mura has alal. So, uba'ov ein gidei tzavar kashin, umura lo shayach al uba'ov. Only an ov has a mura, And the alal doesn't exist by Of. Meaning Rashi's definition of alal doesn't exist by Of. Rashi's definition of this hard vein that's by the neck, an Of doesn't have that. So the Gemara in Zvachim clearly understands that a bird has alal, but Rashi's definition of alal a bird doesn't have. So it must just mean basar ames, says Tosfos. It must just mean some dead flesh. But anyway, that's Machlok. Rashi tells us how to translate Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Either way, Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish holds it's the basar that comes off of the sakin. Good. So says Gemara, Raya number one, Mesvei v'ulam. This is a pasuk that we're quoting from Iov. V'ulam atem tofle sheker rofei elil kulchem. So Iov tells his friends that you guys are rofei elil, that you're giving me a false refuah. You're tofle sheker. He's telling his friends that they're speaking lies to him. They're telling him things that are supposed to make him feel better, that are supposed to be for refuah for him, and it's not really working. And everything that they're giving him is useless. And he refers to it as rofei Alil. So Bishlam Lamandiyam Martika Hainu Dalav Barafuahu. So if he wants to come up with an example of something that can't be healed, so if you're going to say Martika, if you're going to say, let's go with Rashi's Pshat, that it's this vein that is just hard like wood and it's not edible, so that's something that's never going to be, it's never going to get better. There's no way of making that any better than it already is. So I understand very well that Eov will use that as an example of something that has no Rafua. Al Mandiyam Rabasa Shaplat. But if it's flesh that just comes out when you skin the animal, it's flesh that comes off with the skin, so that is a bar refuah. As Rashi says, a medaldo basam in a chai, pa'amim shekosher nosobim kamovu nidbakum al arucha. Sometimes with flesh of a living thing, if you just attach it back in its place, it will regrow, it will regenerate back in its original place. So it is something that has a refuah. So if Rish Lakish is correct in his definition of what Elal is, then the Pasukin Eov doesn't make sense. So says Gemara, Ba'alal Dekra Dekul Yam Lo Pligi. No, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is not a Machlokas about how a Pasuk would use the term Alil. Ki Pligi Ba'alil De Masnisin. Lashon HaKrol L'chud and Lashon Chachamim L'chud. Sometimes the Tanakh speaks in a certain type of Hebrew, and the Tanaim and Amoraim speak in a different type of Hebrew. So yeah, we know how the term is used in Biblical Hebrew. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is how's the term used in Mishnaic Hebrew. It's a totally different animal when you're dealing with Mishnaic Hebrew. So that's the whole Machlokes. So that's not a Raya one way or the other. So it says, okay, we'll try again. Tashema, possible Raya number two. Rabbi Yudah Amar Ha'alil HaMechunas, Im Yesh Kezayis B'makom Echad, Chayavin Alav. That if you have gathered together kezayis of alil, so you could be chayiv on it if you as nevela, meaning if it's from a nevela animal, you have alil and it's a kezayis worth, you're chayiv on it. What does it mean chayiv on it? Chayiv for what? So Rashi says mishum nevela bein sha'ochlo, whether it's an isra of eating nevela and you eat a kezayis, bein sha'nogei abov niknos amigdash, or you touch it and become tamei and then enter the beis amigdash. That's also an isra because nevela not only has an isra. The Nevela also has the status of Tumma. So you become Tumma from the Nevela, you enter the base of Mikdash. By the way, this is against our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that the Rota of all these things are Mitzdarev. Right? The first Mishnah said that they're all Mitzdarev to be Mitame Tumas Ochlin. And here you have Beferish that this Mishnah, whatever it is that we're quoting, says that the Alil is Mitzdarif, if it's Mechunas to Makam Echad, it is Mitzdarif to be Mitame Tumas Nevelos. So it is Mitzdarif. Vam Rav Huna v'hu shekanso. But Rav Huna says that's only if it's gathered together in one place. So Bish, Lam L'mandi Yom Basar Shaplato Sakin, Hayin Duchi Kekazayis Mechayev. So if it's really just flesh, it's just the flesh that came off with the knife when you were skinning the animal, so I understand very well that that your chayiv when it's gathered together in one place, when you have a kazayis of it, it's going to have a full status of nevela. El mandir martika ki kazayis mayhavi eitz bialmahu. But if you say martika, what do I care that it's a kazayis? It's a piece of wood. It's nothing. It doesn't have any status. Why should one be chayiv for it for a piece of wood for something that's not edible at all? It's not a barachila at all. So answers the Gemara aliba de Rabbi Yehuda lo pligi. The Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. They know how Rabbi Yehuda uses the term Alal. Ki pligi alibit Rabbanan. They're arguing about how the Rabbanan would use the term. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martika Nami Mitztarif. Rabbi Yochanan would say that Martika is also Mitztarif. Reish Lakish Amar Dafka Basar Sheplato Sakan of Martika Lo Mitztarif. And Reish Lakish would say, no, only flesh, not the Martika. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi fills us in a little bit more details. Balal Rabbi Yehuda Lo Pligi, Divade Rabbi Yehuda Abasra Sheplato Sakan Kai. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about flesh. When Rabbi Yehuda talks about eating it, I mean, Chayv Mishum Nevela, if you eat a kazayas of it, he's clearly talking about flesh. He's not talking about this hard vein in the animal's neck. Rabbi Yochanan Amimo, did the Basra Sheplato Sakan Ikri Alil, Ubamartiko Hudu Pligi. Meaning, what it turns out is that what we thought was a machlokes that was very clear cut, that it's black and white, that Rabbi Yochanan holds the definition is this vein, and Reish Lakish holds the definition is the basar comes off with the sakin. It's not as black and white as that. It's not as two sided as that. Rabbi Yochanan is moda that one of the definitions of alil is the basar shaplato sakin. He agrees to that. He just holds that an additional definition, and that which could be mitzdarif to be mitami to mesochlin, is also the hard vein. So the Tanakama, within the Shita, the Tanakama says Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martika Nami Mikri Alil, that the Martika is also called Alil Kadashka Mikra. Valil de Masnisin de Kamar Mitzarif Bakulu Alil Kamar de Mitzarif Yubabinav Shay Lo Mitmu. We're dealing with the type of thing that cannot become Tame on its own, says Rabbi Yochanan. It's something that can be Mitzarif to the Shear of Tuma. But on its own, you're right, it's Eitz B'Alma, it's something that cannot become Tame. And Va'as Rabbi Yehuda Lemeimar, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, and he says Ba'alil Martika Maldina Dulavi Basar Banpei Nafshe Linya Nevelos Aval Basar Shaplato Sakinim Chazar V'Kinso Goli Adaiti Tlo Ba'atim V'Chayav Lov Mishum Nevela. He'll say, I agree that hard vein is not going to be on its own, it's not going to be Mitame anything, but sometimes there is a type of Alil that can be Mitame even on its own, not just be mitzdareif, but be mitami to mesochlin even on its own, and that is the basa that comes off with the knife. If it's mechunas, why? What does mechunas help? Mechunas shows that it's that you're considering a davar chashuv. You consider it a meichel. So once you consider it a davar chashuv, you consider it a meichel, it will have the status of nevela. But that's even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that one of the definitions of alil is basa shplato sakin, and that's the definition Rabbi Yehuda is working with when he talks about it being mitame to mesochlin on its own. If you're mechane say kezayis of it. Now, if you look at Tosafos Vusha Kanso, he says tema mashaycha machshava l'iser. He says, I don't understand. Where do we ever have such a concept that when you have what was the whole point of gathering it? It's mechunas. It means that you were looking for it. You were trying to show that it's chashuv to you. So because you showed that it's chashuv to you, that's why it's nevela. That's why it has status in Vela. So where do you ever have such a thing? That a machshava is going to influence Isser? You don't know, you never find that. Degabe tumah shayich lechalek, dimevata le'etz bi'almahu. Amishum debata lo mishtari b'achila. Right, by tumah we have such a thing. That if you're mevata le, it's an etz bi'almah, it doesn't have a status of tumah. But you're mevata something, it doesn't become mutter. If you're mevata something that has a status of nevela, it doesn't become mutter b'achila. Where do you ever find that your machshava is going to control whether something is us or not? If I say that I'm mevatel piece of chazer, and then I eat it, it's still a piece of chazer. How does that help that I'm machshav or mevatel something? So he says, l'kach nir d'chayav n'lov lo mayri l'inyin achila. So he says, Rashi's incorrect. Remember, Rashi said chayav n'lov means either mishum nevela bein sha'ochlo or bein sha'nogea bo v'nichnas l'migdash. Either way, whether it's in terms of achila, whether it's in terms of tuma, so he says, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're talking about l'inyin achila. D'lot sarach kinso. For achila, you don't need to be koneisid. You don't need to show that you're machshav it. He says, second pshat of Rashi is correct. When Rashi says that it's about tumah, about nichnas l'migdash, okay. So that's where chashivas matters. So the problem is, why did Rashi say, what forced Rashi to say that it's bein sha'ochlo, that we're talking about eating it? So what forced Rashi into that is the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara said chayavin alav. Why didn't the Gemara just say tameh? just saying that it's tameh. Chayav and lav is a much more vague terminology that covers a lot more. It could cover isra achila, isra tuma, isra bias mikdash betuma. Why chayav and lav? So says Tosfos, ad lo nacha tameh, de lo tema midrabanan, ki diprashi v'chein nireh, diya achila, kibin da achlo, ein lecha kinas gadol mizeh. So he says, the fact that it didn't say tameh is just because tameh may have implied midrabanan. I'm going to say chayav and lav can only be daraisa, because there's no chiyuvim. Midrabanan, you things become asur, but you're not chayev aleihem. Chayev aleihem always means midaraisa. So he wanted to use the terminology that more clearly demonstrated daraisa. And he says you have to say it's dafka talking about tuma, not about achila, because if it's all about achila, whether you're machshavit, you're not machshavit, kones is the definition of being machshavit. What about the fact that you then eat it? Eating is the ultimate being machshavit. Why do you need to be kones and then eat? If you ate it, so that was there's a concept called achshavit, the Rush made famous. The concept called achshavit, even something that's not roi l'achila, let's say the halacha is, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that, something that's called nevela, shein roi l'ger, ein kri nevela. Something that's not edible is not usher to eat. So if you have putrid nevela, and it's still kosher, it becomes kosher, because it's not roi l'achila. But if you then eat it because you like it, so that's achshavei. You now have made it chashuv. You made it something that you do consider worthwhile. So being konesit is going to be what's machshavit. No, eating it is what's really machshavit. Okay, so says Gemara Vayter. Hai basar shaplato sakin hechidami. This idea of basar shaplato sakin, what exactly is the case of this meat that comes off with the knife while you're skinning it? If you're machshavit, then it should be mitame even on its own. Meaning the Mishnah said it's mitzarif. The Mishnah didn't say it's mitame on its own. The Mishnah only said it's mitzarif. Rabbi Yehuda happened to hold this mitame on its own anyway. But we're asking on the sheet of the Mishnah. If you weren't machshavit, then it's batel. Then it shouldn't be anything. It shouldn't be mitzarif either. So Rabbi Yavi, Rabbi Maisha, two Amarayim, two different opinions. Chad Amar Miktsaso Chishev Elav, that you were choshev on part of it, but you were not explicit about which part. So if you just have a kibetz of it, it's not going to be a makabel tumah, because you weren't machshev on kulo, but when it's together with something else, it will be mitzarev. V'chad Amar Miktsaso Plato Chayo, Miktsaso Plato Sakin, that you had a case where a dog bit an animal, and some flesh was hanging off of the animal, next to the skin of the animal, and then you shechted it in the sakin also was polated. So we don't know which was paltachaya, which part of the flesh was paltachaya, which part of the flesh was paltasakin. So that's why it can't all be mitzarif, because some of it was paltachaya, wasn't actually paltasakin. So that's why it's only mitzarif with others, but it can't be on its own, it can't be mitame to mechamura. Fine, or even to mekala. Tanan hasam, learn the Mishnah. Hachartom atziparnayim mitamenu mitamenu mitstarfin. The chartom, we're talking about a bird, so the chartom is the beak, and then Rashi actually says beak belaz, but so the chartom and the ziparnayim and the fingernails of the bird are mitame and mitstarif, which means that they become tame, they transmit tumah to other things, and then mitzarif to the shear. So, why should that be the case? Chartum, it's bialmahu. Now, by the way, mitamin, if you look at Rashi, mitamin, im kibla of tumah min asheretz. What does it mean? An oaf becomes tameh. How does a bird become tameh? There is a halacha, Rashi explains, that an oaf tahar, nevelas oaf tahar, is only mitameh bebeis hablia. Right, by touching, it's not mitame. It's a very unique din of nevela. Normally, nevela of a behema, you touch a nevela of a behema, you carry a nevela of a behema, you become tame. Nevela's oaf is different. Nevela's of tar, you only become tame. It's only mitame your begadim and mitame the person bebeis ablia when you eat it. It's mitame the person who's eating it and the person and his begadim. So that's what Rashi says. Mitaminim kibel oaf tuma min asheretz. What's the girsa? Min asheretz afilu hein nasin yad lahachnos veloti tumas of ein lo tumas maga mishum nevela elim ken kibla me acherim. Tumas Oaf, the Oaf itself, just by being an Avela, doesn't have Tumas Maga. It has to have received Tumah from something else in order to be Matame B'Maga. Sharein Lecha Ela Amur Ba Tumas Achil Matame Beis Abliya. Tumas Nevela Sof Tar is only when it's Matame Beis Abliya. How can it be then Matame something else, even B'Maga, if it got Tumah in some other way, other than being an Avela? A Sheretz touched it, so now it got Tumas Ochlin. So then it could be Matame other things as well. So fine, so these parts of the animal, the beak and the fingernails, are mitamin and mitzarfim. So frekti gemar chartum etzbi alma hu. What are you talking about? The beak is just etzbi alma. Why should it do anything? Why should it have any status of tumas ochlin? So Rav Lazar bechartum tachton. We're dealing with the chartum tachton, which apparently is a little bit softer, and it's not an etzbi alma, and therefore it may have some level of edibility. So tachton nami etzbi alma. Says what are you talking about? The tachton is also etzbi alma. So answer gemar amar of papa tachton shel elyon. So the bottom part of the upper beak, apparently that's the part Rashi says tachton shalayon klipas ritzua daka yesh betocha peh dvuka lechartom be'elyon la'orcho, that there's some strip of something soft on the top part of it, attached to the underside of the top part of the beak, which isn't as hard and isn't as inedible as the rest of it. Okay, we'll take him at his word. We'll take the Gemara at its word for it. So tziparnayim amar Blazar makom amuvlam bebasar. And when we talk about tziparnayim, we're talking about the part where it's attached to the flesh, where it's a little bit softer. We're not talking about, because obviously regular fingernails are not ochel. The makom amuvlam bebasar is the shoresh of the tziparnayim, the very roots where it's still attached inside the basar. Karnayim, Amrav Papa, B'makom Shechot, Krum Yosem and Dam. Now, Karnayim was mentioned in the Mishnah also, in our Mishnah, as one of the items on the list. So that also must be talking about where on the Keren, the lower part of the Keren, where it's attached to the basar, where if you cut it there, the animal would bleed. It's not the hard part of the Keren. And that's why it's considered to be Ochel on some level. Fine. The Mishnah then said, also the first Mishnah in the Perek had said, similarly, if a person shechtzu behema tmeya for a guy, and the behema is still mefarcheses, it's still jumping around, so it's metame tumas ochlin, but not tumas nevelas. It's not yet a nevela, but it's still metame tumas ochlin. It's metame like food. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yasi, Shonim Yisrael b'tameya va'ovid kochavim b'tahora tzrichin machshava v'hechsher mayim makom acher. If a Jew shechts a non-kosher animal, or a non-Jew shechts a kosher animal, in order for it to become tameh, it needs machshava and hechsher mimakom acher, needs to get another liquid to touch it in order to be ready to be makabel tuma. Meaning, there are shona means there are tanaim that learn this way, that when a Jew shechts a non-kosher animal, he needs to have machshava to feed it to a guy for it to be considered a meichel, because for the Jew himself, it's not considered a meichel. And strangely, but similarly, when a guy shechts a kosher animal, he needs to have machshava that it's going to be used as a meichel, otherwise it doesn't have its status of tumas ochlin. But in addition to machshava, he also needs it to become hukshar lekabel tuma. The blood of the shechita is not going to be enough. You need mayim mimakom acher. You need the liquid to come from somewhere else. Why isn't the blood of the shechita enough? So Rashi explains, v'hechsher mimakom acher, hechsher mayim didam shechita dilo lo machshala. Dilo kri mashke la dam chalal k'darim v'ashochet. Its own dam shechita is not going to be machsherit, because the only thing that's called a machsher, a mashke, is the dam chalalim, is the circulatory blood. Umiu dam shechita genes machshir di iska shlemayim, but a dam of a proper shechita is machshir, even though dam shechita shouldn't be machshir, because there's a special pasuk that makes a hekish between dam shechita and mayim, when it says al aris tishpachenu kimayim, that the blood spills on the ground like water, so therefore the blood takes on the status of water in that it's able to be machshir l'kabotum, but that's only blood of a proper shechita. But we are talking about a Jew shechting a behemoth tameya, so it's not a proper shechita. So maybe we go back to the default position where the dam shechita is worthless in terms of being machshir l'kabotum, so you need hechsher to come from somewhere else. So frankly, Gemara hechsher lamli. Why do you need hechsher? Sofal tami tumah chamur v'kolsh sofal tami tumah chamur lo by hechsher. Anything that ultimately will have a higher level of tumah will become an avatumah, like nevela, let's say, doesn't require hechsher in the first place. Nevela doesn't need hechsher. Tumah solchla needs hechsher. Tumah kala of tumah solchla needs hechsher. Not only does nevela not need hechsher, if you want something to be tame as tumah solchla, and it one day will be nevela, it doesn't need hechsher even in its current state of tumas ochlin. So this animal, granted, we said, is not yet nevela because it's still mefarchesa, it's still jumping around, but it's already ochlin. So why should it require hechsher? It one day will be nevela. How do I know that this is true? That anything that one day will be tumah chamura doesn't require hechsher. Tani be Rabbi Shmuel v'chiyut an mayim al zera. That's the pasuk where we learn hechsher from. So mazraim shein sof on the time tumah chamura tzrichin hechsher. Of course, shein sof on the time tumah chamura tzrichin hechsher. The halacha is that zera can never become an avatuma. It will never become an avatuma. Even if zera touches a mace, which is the avia vosatuma, it does not become an avatuma to be metame adam v'kelim. So since zera itself cannot become a tuma chamura, so the whole limud that anything that requires the whole limud of hachshel kabel tuma is only on things that are like zera that will never become tame b'tuma chamura. But things that will become tame b'tuma chamura don't require hachshel. V'tani yom Rabbi Yosi. Why is it that Nevelus of Tar requires Machshava but not Hechsher? Because ultimately it will be Metame to Machamura, and that's the rule. Anything that will one day be Metame to Machamura does not require Hechsher. So again, the question is, why do we say that when a Jew is Shechting a Behema Tameya, and Novichav Behema Torah requires Machshava and Hechsher, it will one day be in Nevela, so why should it require Hechsher? So answers the Gemara, Amar Chizkiya, Ho v'yachol l'goru l'amid al pachos mikazayis. It's not necessarily going to one day be a nevela, because you could keep scraping off piece by piece and cutting it up while it's still mefarcheses, less than a kazayis at a time, and then those pieces will never be a nevela. Those pieces never got the chance to become a nevela, because you cut them all off. If you look at Rashi, Amar Chizkiya, Shaini masnisim mefarcheses kaiminan, shadayin ein ba tumah chamur. It's not yet a nevela, it's still jumping around. V'sofa nami shemelo tova lidei tumah chamura. Who knows? Maybe it never will be. Shareyu yachol legora legirurim dakim pchusim pchusim mikazayis ad shetich lekula v'shuv lo tatami tumas nevelas. You could cut it up into a tiny bunch of tiny little pieces, and it will never become a nevela. But nevelas of tahar, we're dealing with something that's already dead, and therefore it's already nevela, so it's already right to be metame tuma chamura. So that's why nevela of tar doesn't require hechsher. But over here, an animal that's mefarcheses does require hechsher because it's not definite that it will be sofel tami tumah chamura. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Zera, miyamar Chizkiya hachi. Does Chizkiya really say this? So say what? So it says Rashi. What we're saying is that the implications that Chizkiya agrees with the Mishnah that ain't tumas nevelas b'mefarcheses. That while the animal is still mefarcheses, it's not tami tumas nevelas. So that's why Chizkiya said, if you cut it up while it's still mefarcheses, you could avoid the whole tumas nevelos. Does Chizki really hold that a mefarcheses doesn't have tumas nevelos? Va'itmar shachet b'shnayim or rov shnayim v'aydain him mefarcheses. If you shecht an animal, you shecht both simanim or rov of both simanim on an animal, and the animal's still jumping around. Chizki amar eino le'evarim. Rabbi Yochanan amar yeshna le'evarim. So Chizki says a ben noach is not usher to eat it. It's not already considered to be ever minachai. It's not yet broken le'evarim. And Rabbi Yochanan says yeshna le'evarim. A ben noach is usher to eat it. So what's the pshat? So Chizki amar eino le'evarim. Why is a ben noach not usher to eat it? Because mesahi, it's already dead. So even though it's mefarcheses, he considers it to be already dead. Rabbi Yochanan yeshna le'evarim lo mesahi. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's not already dead. And that's why it's usher for a ben noach to eat it. But bottom line, what do we see from here? That according to Chizki, even though the behemah is mefarcheses, it has a full fledged din of a dead animal. You know what else a dead animal is considered? A nevela. So how can you say that Chizki holds that it's mefarcheses, it's not yet a nevela? He considers it already dead in terms of that it's not Avram and Achai anymore. So he says, very interesting answer, the Gemara says. You're assuming that there are only two possibilities. Something could either be dead or be alive. There's a third possibility, somewhere in between. neither dead nor alive. And that's what a behemah mefarcheses is. Yatsa mechal chaya, it's no longer alive, but uchal mesa lo basa, but it's not yet dead either. So in terms of Eivor Min HaChai, it's not Eivor Min HaChai, because it's no longer alive. In terms of Nevela, it's not Nevela either, because Nevela is only on dead animals, and it's not dead yet. Very fascinating concept, that there exists such a concept of something that's neither alive nor dead. Gufa, so says something that was once alive, that's neither alive nor dead. Gufa, shach b'shnayim or rov shnayim. So we said before that if you shech two simanim or rov shnei simanim v'adai, nimi farcheses. And the animal's still jumping around, so Chizkiya amrei nelei varm. Chizkiya says it's dead enough that it's not, or it's not alive enough that it's not going to be a problem for a guy to eat it in terms of Eivor Min HaChai. Rabbi Yochman amrei yesh nelei varm. Rabbi Yochman says, no, it's still subject to Eivor Min HaChai because it's alive. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, nekot lahad Rabbi Yochanan b'yadchad, detani Rabbi Yoshi kavasei. We should follow Rabbi Yochanan on this, that it has the status of a live animal. If a guy eats it, it's Eivor Min HaChai. Why do I know we should follow Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Oshia learnt like Rabbi Yochanan. Detani Rabbi Oshia, Yisrael sheshachet behema, Tamei Alovit Kochavim, if a Jew shechts a non-kosher animal for a guy, shechts b'shnayim or rov shnayim, he shechts two simanim, umefarcheses, and the animal still jumping around, mitamat tumas ochlin avalot tumas nevelos. It's mitami tumas ochlin, not tumas nevelos. If a sheretz touches it and then touches food, so it's tami tumas ochlin. Since Yisrael shechted, it counts as a valid shechita, and you were choshev on it to be an ochel for a guy, so mele it's already in the status of tumas ochlin, but it's not metami tumas nevelos. Evar porish menach. Parish Menachai, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. If at the time that it's Mefarcheses, an Aver comes off of it, it's like an Aver coming off of a living thing. Ubasar Parish Menachai, Basar Parish Menachai, and Basar comes off of it, it's like Basar Menachai, that doesn't have the status of Tumah of Basar from a Nevela, it's Basar Menachai. Va'asal Bnei Noach, Vafilach Shtetze Nafshan, it's going to remain Asar for Ben Noach even after it dies, because at the time the Aver came off, it was still alive, it's still Aver Menachai, even though later the animal obviously died. So that's where you have Rabbi Oshia lining up with Rabbi Yochanan. Shachapa echad orov echad, but now we might as well just continue discussing the other halachos. What if you didn't shecht shnei simanim? You shechted simen echad, or rov simen echad, then ain't him a tamet to masochon, then it's not a tamet to masochon, because you didn't do a shechita ru'uya on it in the first place. Nachra ain't batumah shel klum. And if you just did nechira on it, you didn't do a shechita at all, then it has no tumah whatsoever, neither to masochon nor to masnevelos. Vovit kochavim shechet behema tahor liyisrael, if a guy shechts a kosher animal for a Jew, umefarcheses, and it's still being mefarches, the animal's still jumping around, so metama tumas ochlin avalo tumas nevela. It's metami tumas ochlin, but it's not metami tumas nevela. Aver aporish menach, aporish menachai. An aver that comes off of it is like an aver that comes off of a living thing. Ubasar aporish menach, aporish menachai. And basar that comes off of it is also kaporish menachai. Va'asul b'nei noach, it's also for a guy to have. Va'afil achash tetei nafshe, even after it ultimately dies, it's still going to be for a guy. Shachaba echad or rov echad, if the guy shechts echad or rov echad, doesn't shech shnei simanim, ain't a metamet tumas ochlin, nachra ain't batumas shel klum, it's not going to have tumas ochlin, and if you do nechira, it's not going to be metame at all. Shachad ovid chavim makam she'ain osa trefa, ubay yisrael v'gamra ksheira. So up until now, we discussed when a Jew shechts a non-kosher animal, when a non-Jew shechts a kosher animal, what if a Jew and a non-Jew shecht together? So you have a guy shecht b'makam she'ain osa trefa, in a way that would not have made it a trefa, and then Yisrael comes and finishes off the shechita, or shachet Yisrael, the Jew starts the shechita. Ben magam shalso sotreif, magam mishena also treifa. Whether it's in a spot that would make it a treifa or not, uba ovid kochavim v'gamar shechita subsula. And then the guy finishes off the shechita, so the halach is going to be in both of those cases that the shechita is going to be pasul. Harotza sheyochol mibehema kodem shteitzei nafsha. If a person wonders what an animal tastes like before it's dead, and you don't want to violate Eivor Min HaChai, so if you want to eat from an animal before it's actually dead, here's what you do. You cut out a kezayis of flesh from the area where an animal gets shechted, Umolcho yafa yafa, umadicho yafa yafa. You need to salt it very, very well. You need to salt it even more than other basar because the blood comes out in strong force when you cut from the base of shechita. So it's mostly the dam very strongly. But when you're cutting in that area, the blood gets balua in that piece of meat that you're cutting. So you need to salt it very, very well and rinse it very well. Then wait for the animal to die. Va'ochlo, and then you could. You could eat it. So if you eat it from before Teitzei Nafsha, then it's a violation of Losa Say of Losochlo al Adam. So that's what you have to do. Echrov Echav Vechad Yisrael Mutarim Bo, and both the Jew and non-Jew are mutter to do that. Misayei Leil Rabbi Yidi Bar Avindam, Rabbi Yidi Bar Avindam, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashi, and Rotsa Sheyavri, if a person wants to be very healthy, Chotei Chizayis Basim Veishchito, Molchlo Yafa Yafa, Medichlo Yafa Yafa, Umantalat Teitzei Nafsha, Echrov Echav Vechad Yisrael Mutarim Bo, period. That we find that that's apparently good health advice. If you want to not only taste what an animal tastes like before it dies, but if you want to stay very healthy, that's what you eat. Okay, we'll pick up from the question.